USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Power has returned to many parts of Venezuela after the country's worst blackout that started late Thursday and didn't start to ease until about 24 hours later. Venezuelan opposition protesters Saturday confronted security forces in Caracas, venting their anger over the blackout along with shortages of basic necessities and the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Flights in and out of Newark's airport were briefly halted this morning after a plane flying from Canada to Florida made an emergency landing. It was due to a possible fire in the cargo hold, according to the FAA. Another change at the White House. USA's Wendy King has more.
Former Fox News executive Bill Shine is out as director of the White House Communications Department. Though his time was short, Shine was somewhat longer than some of his predecessors. He lasted less than a year after leaving Fox News in July of last year.
Shine expected to help with Trump's 2020 campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The prospect of a pardon for President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen was reportedly raised more than once between Cohen's lawyer and attorneys representing the president. Speaking with reporters before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama Friday, Trump said Michael Cohen lied about the pardon.
He knew all about pardons. His lawyer said that they went to my lawyers and asked for pardons. And I could go a step above that, but I won't go do it now.
Trump also telling reporters he feels very badly for Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman, sentenced Thursday to nearly 4 years in prison for tax and bank fraud related to his work. The U.S. economy added only 20,000 jobs in February, a surprisingly low number that bucked the trend of huge jobs gains in recent months. Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup of Ohio.
You know, as a former employer, I think sometimes as you're growing your business and maybe as a nation, that's where we are. We got to take a deep breath and allow yourself to do that. But it's certainly, I'd rather see jobs created than jobs lost. But we'll always try to seek to get higher numbers.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An actor who was possibly upstaged by a helicopter on his own series has died. More from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The star of the helicopter action TV show Airwolf, Jan Michael Vincent, has died. The coroner said he died of natural causes. He apparently died about a month ago, February 10th, at a hospital in Asheville, North Carolina. He was in many movies from the 60s on and had many roles on TV. In his private life, Vincent had run-ins with the police and battled substance abuse for many years. Jan Michael Vincent was 73 years old.
The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team is telling professional soccer it's time for equal pay. Time reports a class action lawsuit was filed on Friday by team members. Becky Sarbrunn says the U.S. is behind when it comes to the treatment of women athletes.
We're very much fighting for gender equality and pay equality, and so I think you see that in other federations that are also asking for what they feel that they deserve. And so you see, like, in Australia, or you see in Denmark, and you see these other women teams fighting their federations for what they deserve.
The women's national team last won the World Cup in 2015. They're set to defend their title at the 2019 World Cup in France on June 7th. Scientists say they've found a mysterious type of killer whale that they've been searching for years. It lives in parts of the ocean near Antarctica, and it could be the largest animal to have remained unidentified by biologists. The notion that there might be some unusual kind of killer whale emerged back in 1955. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.